today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Tom Hennessy. Today we're speaking with Bob Kemp, Emergency Management Coordinator for Adair and Guthrie Counties. Bob, thanks for being with us.
You bet, Tom. Glad to be here.
So, Bob, with the storm yesterday, what was the biggest issue that was caused?
Well, probably our biggest issue was just the slickness of the sidewalks and city streets, things like that. The Department of Transportation, County Roads, and the City Public Works were all out trying to, you know, get things taken care of before everybody hit the road in the morning to go to work, those that had to. One of the nice things was is that we had the holiday, so there were some people that didn't have to go to work, and of course with school being canceled, that lightened up.
Yes, absolutely. And Guthrie County as a whole had like any huge problem? Like, was it a very eventful day for you, I should add?
No, actually, like I said, with the reduced traffic, the schools being out and things like that, that really helped. Another thing that really helped was the fact that we didn't have much wind. That is one of the having wind when you have an ice storm just magnifies all of your problems.
Wind affect ice?
Well, the power lines is the main thing. That and also shining up the roads. It's hard with the wind blowing, of course, increases the wind chill, things like that. It makes it harder for our salt, sand, things like that to work on the roads. But then when it comes to the power lines are designed to take additional weight. The problem is when they get to swaying back and forth in the wind, and if you've been going down the road, you've seen them bouncing and things like that. They're not designed to take that. I mean, and wind causes that when you've got that ice and stuff on them.
How would you deal with a power outage? What's the best way to deal with a power outage? Like ways to prevent it from causing a bigger issue than what it already is?
Well, like we talk all year long in our different weather scenarios and things like that, being prepared. You know, if you own a generator, having gas for it, having the proper type of hookup, having an electrician help you with that hookup so that you've got it done the proper way. Extra blankets, extra food, extra water. Everybody does a good job of getting ready. In this particular incident, you know, we were lucky and didn't have any of those power outages.
Yeah, so what are your basic duties as an emergency management coordinator when a storm hits or when a storm's about to hit?
Well, one of the things is, of course, the preparedness piece. We do that all year long and stuff like that. But I actually, during the storm or just prior to a storm, would be checking the weather, sending information out. We do a lot of postings to our Facebook and Twitter page. We have our mobile app that's available for no charge to the citizens to follow. So getting that information out, making sure that people know what's anticipated to happen, because a lot of times it can get worse, or they may put a warning out and it can be not quite as severe, and people need to know that also. If the storm does hit, that's communications with our hospitals, public health, our governmental jurisdictions, things like that. If we would need to set up shelters, working with the community buildings, the churches, the Red Cross, things like that to help get those. That stuff is all handled locally. But I help with the coordination of it and sometimes helping them get supplies they might need. I'm the direct contact with the state government from the local jurisdiction, so I would be involved in some of that also.
All right, and just given, like as we said, we talk about preparation most of the time here. I guess what I should say is before you prepare, like before the storm hits, what preparation is most important in terms of, let's say you have to go on the road, you know, and you get stuck. What should you do to make sure you're prepared for if that situation would occur?
Well, I'm making sure that you have the proper supplies with you in your car. We need to change up our emergency kits in our vehicles based on the weather and things like that. Making sure you've got blankets, extra clothing, take some water with you, you know, take a jug of water with you in the car if the weather's bad. It's certainly not going to hurt. Preparation, whether it's at home, in your vehicle, at work, is just exactly what it is. Preparation. Doesn't mean that you're going to use it, but if you need it, it's good to have it there.
Right. And then the maintenance issues the other day, I heard in Stewart, Iowa. Did you guys deal with any maintenance issues yesterday because of the ice storm?
Basically, we had a little bit more ice for the farther south that you went, and they had a post on, I know, about, you know, slick sidewalks and slick streets and things like that, but that wasn't an issue just only to them. I mean, we had those issues in several of our towns. You know, the city streets and the sidewalks don't get the traffic the way the state highways and the interstates do, and it's harder to get that ice to break up. Actually, one of the best things that helped us was the fact that we got the rain as it went along throughout the day. That actually helped break up our ice some.
Did the rain impact any this morning? Did the rain impact from the moisture impact this morning in terms of it turning into ice, do you feel?
I think there were some slick spots in the low traffic areas, but for the majority, our streets and all that have pretty well cleared up. But there's still some slick spots on the sidewalks and, you know, places that just, like I said, don't have much traffic.
It's plenty of salt for the streets.
As far as the jurisdictions, yes, they've still got salt and sand and things like that.
All right, thank you. That's it for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. Thanks to Bob Kemp for being part of the show with us. And we will have more news and information next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.